our product call for this Wednesday. Good morning, everybody. I am Chip Littlejohn. I live in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, where it just so happens right now the national balloon races are taking it part, and there's balloons still in the air right this moment. I was up before light this morning out on the bicycle and yesterday morning, and it just so happened that that's when they like it, because that's when the wind is calm. And, oh, my goodness, what beautiful sights and what a joy to be out. We were just before we started the recording talking to Dave and Valerie out walking. And so they're out running the pumps and exercising. That's an important part of what we do because we want to be real. We want to get the health benefits from the products that we use. So I was thinking, you know, what would be interesting and entertaining and useful that we could do here together today? And certainly, product discovery. We are at that moment, are we not? Actually, a lot of us are probably still before that moment. My little joke to myself is, still working on my before picture. Well, if anybody's ever been overweight or out of shape, you kind of know that you want your before picture to be as bad as possible. But a lot of us have actually entered into this opportunity with an after picture that we've been working on for a long time. And so I think it's interesting to ask what further improvement is available. If you're fine, what's better than fine? If you're already very good at something, could you get even better yet? And so, and if so, where is that going to come from? And so here's an interesting way to approach these things, my favorite way. That is to look at what are the modes of action, then what's the magnitude of effect. Even if the mode of action is logical and interesting, maybe it's not strong enough. Maybe it's not effective enough. So just a cool, quick example of that. I was watching a locomotive go by this morning, and to my astonishment, in the middle of the train, there was three more locomotives. So instead of a one-mile-long coal train, it was a two-mile-long coal train. Instead of 109 cars, there was over 200 cars in this coal train. And I thought, you know, as far as mode of action goes, if you went out on the very lead engine of that coal train and climbed down the ladder on the left side and drug your foot in the sand, you would increase the drag on the left side of that coal train. And it should tend to turn left. But it doesn't. Not enough magnitude of effect. Conversely, what if you went out in front of the train and flipped the switch? Well, that train is going to turn left, and every other train that gets there is going to turn left also. That is very close to the experience that we have had with Rick's Zeolite product. When you begin to pull the poisons out, that is a fascinating mode of action. And what greater test of the magnitude effect than to have thousands of us use it over a period of years? And still unknown. Crazy that you go out and you talk to people about zeolite, and most people still have no idea what you're talking about. They think they're stuck with the heavy metals that they've accumulated with their whole life. And what's the problem with the heavy metals? They get stuck someplace in you and displace a biologically active metal. So whatever that was supposed to be that was going on that was helping you suddenly isn't working anymore. And so when you begin to pass them, everything returns to right. So a lot of us that are probably here today are in that area where we've already, you know, begun to benefit from that. The benefits from using Rick's Zeolite product begin immediately. Within the first minutes after taking it, your respiratory and circulatory efficiency improves because your red blood cells plump up. They travel in singles instead of in piles and clumps. And so each one has all of its surface area available to exchange things. So it's really, really interesting and important to me. As I was riding along this morning and looking at the air that I was breathing because of the forest fires, I thought, okay, the trees protect us from a lot of the poisons. They sequester them. But when they burn, all of a sudden they're back in the air. And I thought, okay, we are engines. We burn. We burn fuel. And so the quality of the fuel, the quality of the air are super important. And also then the quality of us as an engine. Think about yourself as an engine. Well, you're a little weird because, you know, not like typical engines, right? You're an engine made out of meat. But all the same, you are an engine that is operating on oxidizing fuel. And the better that works, the better we can do. And I think that's where we are with this new array of products that are arriving any day. Some of you have them in your hands. Some of them, by the way, guess what the biggest barrier to having those work is? It's the wrapper. It's the lid. It's the seal. You got to open them up and use them consistently. With these kind of ideas, consistency over time are extremely important. So with Rick's product, the benefit begins immediately and continues indefinitely as long as you use it. And it is dose dependent. You know, the more you use, the more frequently and consistently use it, the more benefits you are likely to get. And I've listened now to some of the docs that are representing the products that we're just learning about. And these also have effects like that. You know, using them consistently and then also using them more if you're in trouble or more if you want a greater result. Consistency, here's a great example of why consistency is important. Oftentimes if you're on blood thinners, and this is a topic that was covered by one of the docs, I think Dr. Napudi. And you go in, they're going to tell you to stop all of your supplements. And he said, well, in our practice, that's not what we tell people, because that would be the same as telling them to stop using green leafy vegetables, because that's where vitamin K is, right? The importance is, they have now taken control with a doctor, a prescription, and monthly tests over your blood clotting time. And they need to have that result be consistent from one time to another. Once they're in control, so if indeed you are doing something, you need to be consistent at it so that their test is accurate and useful. So it just became even more important. Your system is no longer adjusting for you all the time. Something's gone wrong with that. So that's just one example of why consistency in using products is important. The benefits are, some of them last for minutes, some of them last for years, some for a lifetime. But I think those are the kind of things that we want to do. So let's look at what's new and different with what we're learning about. These are a couple of my very favorite things so far. There is a whole lot of things that you've got to get right in your life. You know, for health, you need to, and we're going to go play in the fiber area. So you've got probiotics, which are the living bacteria, prebiotics, which is the fibers, and maybe a new word to a lot of us, postbiotics, which is what they make. And so when we look at the tributyrate, that is in the BioMyX, what is that? That is some of the postbiotics, the things that the prebiotics make out, or I said the probiotics make out of the prebiotics. So when the beneficial bacteria digest the fibers, the proceeds that are useful to you, why are we going through all that trouble in our gut? Because the proceeds of that process are useful to you. Well, what do you use them for? Coolest thing. They are the short chain fatty acids, so butyric acid, propionic acid, those kind of things that are very useful to that one cell lining of the gut. Why is that so important? Because that's the thing that's making the decisions about what gets out of your gut and circulates in the bloodstream. It's supposed to make sure that everything is digested and useful before it lets it out to circulate systemically. And the place where that is actually happening is called the close junction. So if that close junction is screwed up, now you have poor decisions being made. What's that called? It's called leaky gut. So if your close junctions aren't close anymore and stuff that isn't supposed to get out of the gut yet gets out and circulates in the bloodstream, it might be partially digested food. Your system looked at that. It's looking for, you know, simple nutrients that it can make into something else. If it hasn't been simplified and gets out, it looks at it as an invader and starts having an immune response to it. Now you've got autoimmune dysfunction. So that's why that's important. So what do we usually do? What have we done in the past and what's new here? We would go to look for more healthy, beneficial prebiotics. Probiotics, the living bacteria. I don't think we have a probiotic in our line. Instead, we are supporting them in cool ways. We have great fiber line. So that's where the next product comes in and also where the first one comes in. I think it's really interesting to note that we make all of those simple short-chain fatty acids that feed the lining of the gut. There is also some in our food. But it turns out, and this is one of the big ideas in the tributyrate, that you can supplement it and just say, here's a little helping hand along the way. Dave was talking about riding his recumbent bike. I rode yesterday with my sister with her electric bicycle. Oh my goodness, is that a helping hand? Well, in your guts, if you can hand the fuel right into the digestive tract and have those close junctions be fueled without you having to make that fuel, let's say you have a trouble in that area. It may take you months and months to straighten that all out to where you've got the probiotics and prebiotics working right together. Instead, the concept here is, let's just give it a helping hand. Let's treat it like it needs some help from us from above to drop some down the pipe. Remember, the most important filter in your entire digestive system is your hand to your mouth. And you are selecting to put Amplify and Happy products into your system at this moment. And so why did you choose to do that? To clean up that process and have all the gigantic benefits from that. So now we're getting a healthier lining, better close junctions, better decisions being made, wonderful, simplified product going into our bloodstream that it can use, not having the things come in that it has a fight with. So you know, essentially, if that's happening, you're having unnecessary warfare inside your bloodstream every day because your immune system's looking at your food. You just ate it, it didn't get digested right, it thinks it's something rotten or something pathogenic. So you just gave yourself a gigantic helping hand there. Now there's a second stage to that rocket. Okay, a second stage to that rocket, and that is the PQQ that is part of the Happy Humol. So we're just going to focus on that for a minute because that is mitochondrial support. When you are out walking, exercise, ride a bike, whatever your thing is, your cells respond by creating more and more active mitochondria, more of those itty-bitty little engines. That PQQ in the Happy Humol is specifically there to help that mitochondrial process. So you have, you know, literally hundreds of thousands of mitochondria in each heart. That's where most of the power is being used. That heart's running all the time. Your brain's running all the time. Your eyes, when you're awake, producing color vision. You know, all of those things. But your circulatory system's always running, and it gets the preponderance of the muscle to move things around, and then the big muscles that are on demand to help you move around in this world. So that is gigantically important. You've got a two-stage rocket being introduced to your system. Number one, boom. Fuel for the lining of the gut. Now, better fuel going out, circulating in the bloodstream, gets to the cells. Second stage of the rocket, adenosine triphosphate being made in the Krebs cycle, in the mitochondria. Guess what? Your Krebs cycle runs cleaner than everybody else. Why? Because you've been using Rick's Zeolite product. there is a test for heavy metals. I think there's only two labs in the United States that do it, that look for the failures in the cycle, because it's stage after stage, each one producing more and more energy, kicking electrons into higher orbits, that kind of function. And each of those stages can be interrupted by the presence of a poisonous toxic metal. And you can tell what way you're poisoned by what things fall out of the Krebs cycle. It's called a porphyrin test. There's actually a disease called porphyria, where you're failing to produce power in the Krebs cycle. You guys are the opposite of that. That's the way you want to be. You want to be, able to produce lots and lots of power. Then what can you do with that power? Everything. Everything and anything that you want to do. I always loved Dr. Mahoney's premise when he talked about the benefit of the benefit of the benefit. Okay, so the benefit in the gut is to heal the gut lining. Okay, the benefit of that is to get the cleaner stuff out in the bloodstream. The benefit of that is that you're feeding better stuff into your mitochondria. And now they produce more power. Now that power makes you strong, and you can go for a walk, and you can respond better. When you make a call for power, you get more power. When you make a call to make more mitochondria, you make more mitochondria. So that's a little bit of a thought. How am I for time? I have used my time for this morning. I got lots of stuff left for next week. So I guess we're still going to have a call next week. If you would like, you may *6 to open your line and have thoughts. Take us a whole different place if you'd like, or whatever you'd like to do with it.
Hi, Chip. This is Frank. Hey, how do you spell it, mitochondria? Could you spell that?
Okay, it is mitochondria, M-I-T-O, I think C-H-O-N-D-R-I-A. When you were a little kid and you drew a cell, it would have been a circle with a squiggly line in it. It's one of the organelles, and it's the energy-producing organelle inside of a cell. And there's lots of different kinds of, like the nucleus and the endoplasmic reticulum and various kinds of things that are going on inside of a cell. One of the most important is the mitochondria. And what's being done in there is called the Krebs cycle, K-R-E-B apostrophe S. I think that's the guy that figured it out. And that's where your fuel is being made into the currency of life, the energy fuel of life. Is ATP, adenosine triphosphate, and that last bond, the triphosphate bond, is the one where the big power is, and that bond breaks and then remakes. So ATP breaks down to ADP, adenosine diphosphate, and when that bond breaks, that's the spark of life. That's how you wiggle your fingers, have a thought, blink your eyes. That's all done with adenosine triphosphate. Interestingly enough, we were talking about porphyria. At the very, very top of the Krebs cycle, the ATP becomes active. It's activated. And for it to be active, it has to have a magnesium near that third bond, that high-energy bond. And mercury kicks that magnesium out of the way. That is the poisonous metal that overcomes the biologically active metal. And all of a sudden, that little engine quits going around. And so you lose that particular piece of power, like pulling one wire off of a spark plug on an engine. You lose that piece of power. Everything's being done to prepare it, but you don't get the benefit from it. And so I hope you find those things fascinating and get a kick out of them. So thank you so much for asking, Frank.
You know, it seems like to me that we're really getting to a deeper, deeper level of inside of our system to get really down to the root cause of all that's going on bad in our bodies and health. So I think this is a major breakthrough when you put these two together, just how much better we are going to be overall in a lot of aspects of life.
My guess is it's gigantic, just like you described just now. I mean, beautifully said. I believe that the two things coming together is going to create genius, and we just happen to have the benefit of one already, a lot of us, one or the other probably. And you got a whole bunch of people that have one or the other, and my honest expectation is that you're going to see some astonishing things from both groups of people when they discover each other. Remember, genius can be created when two highly developed areas of study find each other and aren't just compatible, but they're expansive. And I believe these two product lines and concepts, detoxing in this way and producing energy in this way, are the source of genius. That's what I expect. And so I'm so looking forward. And now I'm three calls in without having a product in my hand. Basically, it's questions I'm asking myself, you know.
Yeah.
So what do I think is going to happen? What you just said is exactly what I think is going to happen. We're going to have much cleaner. You should feel it. And so you should feel it in your life and look forward to it. So here it comes. Get ready.
You bet. I think that's what people are looking for, is a little more instant gratification, so they know without question something is happening inside. They're not being disappointed. They say they're not feeling anything, but now we're going to get those results in numerous different ways. I'm excited about this. It's great. Good job, Chip.
Well, I think one thing that's real important, and you will often hear someone say, you know, nothing's happened yet. I think my favorite response to that is, when you take the zeolite product, the very next time you pee, you're passing poison. How you experience that, you know, is going to be unique, but it's unavoidable. If you're living on this planet, the very next time you pee, now that's not long to wait. And in between that time, your red blood cells are going to start plumping up and your respiratory efficiency is going to improve. If you go put yourself on the red light, the limit of what you can do, you know, whether it's whatever your sport is or something that taxes you, you should be able to feel that improvement. And so if you're not feeling a difference yet, go do something where you can measure. Remember, when performance is measured, performance improves. When performance is measured, performance improves even more.
Exactly.
Anybody else Chip. Like to ask Frank something or me something, or you want to call it good for today?
We got seven minutes left.
Yeah, gotcha.
So we just got our product yesterday, and I have no clue.
Howard Smith talking. Hi, Howard.
So can you just quickly, I mean, we got all of them, but, you know, of the three that we talk about with the triad, can you kind of explain how you should take it? And, you know, is there anything, you know, special about time of day or that type of thing?
You know, those things are ahead of us in discovery, and I look forward to figuring it out. I will say this. They are essentially sourced from foods. You can't take too much or too little. You're not going to get in trouble by taking it wrong. It may be that you can get a greater benefit from, you know, by one way or the other. And so you've kind of got an interesting mix there. You've got a oil-based capsule, which is the BioMyX, and that has the tributyrin, which is basically the short-chain fatty acids, and the three fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, and K. There isn't vitamin E in it. You can overdose on E, so it has A, D, and K in there. And so I think it's supposed to be one a day, but you're not going to hurt yourself by taking more. I've heard the doc talk about, you know, doing a double or triple if you feel you need it. So it's a little bit like we've learned with Rick's product. You can have some benefits are dose-related. Some you get immediately from a very little bit, but you can probably get more benefits from more product. So we're all going to learn that together. The second one, you know, the big term is haptides and nucleotides that are in there, and this is really fiber and DNA, RNA support, immune support, ATP and Krebs cycle support, and that's a scoop. There's, you know, scoop and a drink. well, you can have a drink a day or you could have three drinks a day. I'm sure I will experiment with all those variables. Now, I'm likely to use everything in my cupboard in preparation for a bike ride in the morning. So I make it up in the middle of the night and fuel for the ride that I'm going to do the next morning. And I'm sure that, well, absolutely positive. I mean, I'm on the very edge of my seat to find out what that feels like. I can tell within a very short time whether I'm burning clean that morning or if I'm, you know, just burning myself butt. And then the third one, it's a Happy Humol, and that's a capsule. There's 30 capsules. It's one a day. And so that one is essentially, you could look at it as antioxidant supports. You have to win that battle between oxidation and antioxidants every day to keep from rusting. And so it's unavoidable that we're going to have oxidation because that's how we live. We burn stuff. And then we have to antioxidize. And the Happy Humol, especially the xanthohumol from the hops, which is an ingredient in beer, but we're using an extract of hops, a bitter extract of hops, to have a higher degree of antioxidant activity. In addition, with the carbon 60, PQQ, and C3, that's what's in the Happy Humol. Now, I'm absolutely sure that it will be interesting, and I will try strive. I will strive. I don't like that other word. I will strive to get the ultimate benefit from all these products. So I'm certainly going to, ramp it up a bit and see how it goes. And Howard, I know you will too. I'd say use it in preparation for your day. And long term, let's say we're getting ready to be our very best when we all get together in October. And we've got, this period of time from now till then to work on our after picture. Even though we came here with our after picture and our old after pictures, now our new before picture. So we should be running pretty sweet. So what can we do to run even sweeter? And that's what I hope we did with this call. We're going to go find out. We're going to go find out together, right? Thank you for the question, Howard.
Yeah, and real quickly, I've never been a coffee drinker. So what about the coffee?
Well, you could look at it, essentially what you're looking for in there, and this is really the history of this company, because what Robert Oblong first took off with was travel with World Ventures, but then his next big win was when he put neurotropins in coffee, and that was essentially a one-product runaway that, went public and got, essentially a hostile takeover took his company from him because somebody liked it and wanted more of the benefits. So that is the nootropics. You're used to getting them in a shot. Instead, now they're mixed in with coffee. There is an option for the Happy Caps, is essentially the coffee without the coffee. But there is still a source of caffeine, just like, we're used to, along with the nootropics. You're looking for interaction between the nerves to be brighter, to be able to have more mental files open at one time. You should be able to think quicker, brighter, faster, move easier. Those should be the benefits. It may be that you would prefer the Happy Caps, and some people that want to avoid the feeling of the caffeine will even use a partial cap. So you can use extra or you can use less. You can use a tiny bit of the coffee mixed in with something else if you want to, take a little venture into learning about it. It's going to be something different than just normal coffee for a normal coffee drinker because of basically the concept that is attached to it. And if you want to separate the two, that's what the Happy Caps are. Does that help at all?
Yeah, a little. And did I hear there was any type of a chocolate drink?
Yes. Yep. There's three flavors across the product line: chocolate, and then there's a citrus, and there's coffee. And at this point, You know, I don't have them in my hand, so I'm not absolutely clear on which things have which options. Mm-hmm. But they say that the chocolate is, you know, wonderful, wonderful. Apparently that's everybody's favorite. But I couldn't tell you exactly right now exactly which one it is. I think that it is the fiber that has the choices. I think it's chocolate, citrus, and acai maybe. And then you've got the coffee as the other product. So maybe you've got three choices in the Happy Tides, and then the coffee is a separate thing. So those would be four different flavors you're experiencing. Chocolate, citrus, or acai in the Happy Tides, which is the nucleotide fiber drink. I think that's what that is.
Okay.
Anybody that's got their product already, help us out with that?
Yeah, Chip, this is Jerry in St. Louis.
Gotcha, Jerry.
Yeah, we got our product about, I think, Friday, so we've had it for 4 days. The coffee is way too strong for me. I've been drinking green tea for several years. And I did about 2/3 of a scoop this morning, and it was a little better, but I'm going to have to cut it down to maybe 1/3 of a scoop. It's really, okay. It really gets me wired. And I
do hear that. So I think listen closely to Jerry there. I think some of you guys are going to find that particular product goes a long ways for you. What else have you learned?
Well, I did the Happy Tide and coffee on Monday, and my blood pressure went to 165. So don't mix the Happy Tide and the, Happy Cap, is that it? I guess it was a Happy Cap.
Same thing twice.
You don't want to mix them.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, but everything else is going great. I'm doing a regimen of three bios a day. I don't remember all of it, but it took a while to get it all figured out. My man Barb and I, we each have different regimens. I'll text you when I get home and what we're using. But, I think it's going to be great.
Well, thank you for your observations. So, essentially, the coffee and the Happy Caps are similar. And he's telling you, and I have heard this, you know, from some of the other folks, if it's more than you need, try a small amount.
Yeah,
and see what you think of that.
Yeah. Chair?
Yep, who's that?
Chair? Yeah, this is David Peek. Our product arrived as well. And you're correct about the three different flavors of the Happy Tides. It's the chocolate, the acai, and the citrus. Mine came automatically with the citrus. I don't know if I ordered it especially that way. But and I confirmed, my wife is the coffee drinker in our house, and she took one measurement, and she gave me, what is in that? I mean, like 15 minutes later, she said, that was too much for me. And I've heard that from one other person, so they back down a little bit, like to half a cup, just a half a scoop, just to get used to it. And I agree with Jerry. I think it's one or the other, the coffee or the happy caps, not both. It's recommended.
Yep. All right, so there's some agreement that maybe saves somebody else from going on a zinger. So you know you can get a lift without going right off of the planet. So. All right, so there you go. That's interesting. What else? Anybody else?
She came back to life after about 3 hours of the call.
So there's a fun topic we're going to have coming at us. What else you got, Frank?
Yeah, Chip, just one last thought. I was listening to hard to ask a good question about when should you take all of these. I remember a comment made by Dr. Naren Naidu. Remember, he's the guy that created lactoferrin, osteodense, caldense, that type of stuff. And he said it is better to spread them out throughout the day than to hit one slug in the morning. He said the reason is when you take one capsule a day, that's designed to go for a 24-hour period. So what you're doing by spreading them out, you're actually taking them little by little by little, and they balance each other out in your system throughout the day, and your system better handles, as opposed to taking, say, 8 pills at one time. That's like slugging your system, And he says, where you balance it out and take it over a 24-hour period, it then balances out so that your system handles it better, everything stays in balance better, and your body reacts better. So just a food for thought there. I remember that came to my mind just when Howard asked that question.
I would say that's universally good advice to spread things out, and even, you know, even your zeolite product, you know, I think a small amount more frequently is even more effective than a large amount less frequently if you have the discipline to spread it out. And so the same thing, I think, with all these things.
Exactly.
And so thank you. That's great. I think that's a great thought. You guys, we have slightly overrun our time. Thank you for participating. It's a lot more fun. I always say it's no fun to network alone. Think about that one, right? Oh, I forgot to tell you, I am at the balloon races, and here's the thought about the balloon. Just believe it. One balloon in the sky is fascinating. It's a beautiful thing to see. And if that's what your business is like right now, and you're one balloon in the sky, you know, be interesting, be cool, do something neat so that made you look, right? A balloon makes you look. And so your health improvement is going to make people look. What I saw these last 2 days is the sky full of balloons. I mean, it's literally the national races right here in my town, the national balloon, hot air balloon races. And so if your business gets to be more like that, that's even cooler. But even, I'm telling you, each one and each one of you are cool and important, and you have that capacity to have something interesting enough that people will be interested, fascinated, look at you, and join you. And that's our call for this morning. I'm going to quiet the recording. So
great call, Chip. No longer being recorded.
And Chip,
thanks for being here, everybody.
Right, Chip, how do we get the recording?
It's sometime if they're good.